Huge demonstrations used to be a rarity in Hong Kong. Now they become a new normal as opposition to mainland China's political influence grows. On Sunday, a protest in an area called Sha Tin, that's near the border with mainland China, started peacefully. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets demanding more political freedom. They're calling on officials to formally withdraw an extradition proposal that would allow Chinese courts to try Hong Kong citizens in mainland China. Several hours later, youth and security forces clashed in an upscale shopping mall, with police using pepper spray and batons to beat back protesters. Joshua Wong is one of Hong Kong's best-known pro-democracy activists. I asked him if protesters are trying to avoid violent confrontations with police.
No one would like to see anyone be injured or get hurt. But what we realize is police continue targeted citizens, activists, and even journalists, attack them with batons or pepper spray. It shows how Hong Kong government just rely on police force to suppress on the one who fight for political freedom and also press freedom.
So Joshua, what does that mean for you and the risks that you face as a pro-democracy advocate?
More than 100,000 people joined the rally on Sunday. It's because we are still urging government to terminate it and withdraw the extradition bill. At the same time, it's a must for Hong Kong people to fight for free election, especially when one country, two system eroded to be one country, one and a half system. That's why we continue our fight.
Doesn't it mean, though, that the protests become more risky to you and your personal safety the more you protest?
It's hard for every citizen to ensure their personal safety during protests and persist on the principle of nonviolence. They might still be targeted by police, attacked or beaten by them.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, says her security forces, quote, were intentionally attacked by people who, she says, I really think we can describe as rioters. That's the end of the quote. What is your response to that?
Carrie Lam must bear her responsibility to solve the political crisis generated by her. No one would love to see anyone be injured, but the most critical problem is police try to clear the protests that originally persists on peaceful principle. I think it's time for Hong Kong government to realize that they should accept the request from Hong Kong people, terminate the extradition bill immediately, and stop suppress on Hong Kong's people human rights.
And what if they don't do that? What is the opposition strategy in terms of violence and peaceful protests?
No one would like to see a clash or violence, but a massive protest might still continue.
What if the violence does not stop, and there's a very strong likelihood that it won't, that you will be attacked again by police? Are you worried that this atmosphere of violence will alienate some of your supporters?
When police use unnecessary and excessive force to target activists, and more than 100 activists were injured and sent to hospital in the past few weeks protests, it's just because people need to protect themselves with force. That's why, instead of allowing those clash become more often in the future, I think it's time for government let Hong Kong people to have free election and terminated the evil bill.
Joshua Wong, thanks very much for being with us again.
Thank you.
Joshua Wong is one of Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy activists.